In a standing-room-only meeting, more than 60 people patiently waited for a turn to share their viewpoint. Proponents, including citizens and environmental groups, talked about their ecological and health concerns connected to fracking. Some had a visceral reaction, like Hunter Harms, who lives in North Fort Collins.
I'm a voter. I don't like it. I'm not going to lay a bunch of statistics on you. I don't want it in my backyard.
Lining up against the proposed ban were oil and gas industry representatives, a coalition of businesses, and moms like Desi Shaw. She and several others wore pink T-shirts that read, "Mothers in Love with Fracking."
I'm all for clean energy and stuff like that, but right now it's not self-sustainable. So I support fracking, and also they're highly regulated.
Exempt from the proposed law are currently operating well pads, all of which are owned by Prospect Energy. The hope of the council is that it would eliminate costly and time-consuming lawsuits. The city of Longmont is currently battling two after a citizen-approved ban passed last November. But Councilmember Wade Troxell, who voted against the ban, worried that the move would still embroil Fort Collins in legal conflict.
I think the litigation with the state will be direct cost to the citizens of Fort Collins, and I don't believe that that's the right way that we should be pursuing to be prudent as a council.
Could the state sue us? Sure. They got a little problem, though. They got to have standing.
Council member Jerry Horak proposed the ban and voted in favor of it.
And to have standing, you got to be sure that you're damaged. I have no earthly idea how the state is damaged if we take this particular action.
While legal action from the state is questionable, a lawsuit from the industry trade group Colorado Oil and Gas Association could be more of a reality. In a written statement, COGA President Tisha Shuler called the 5-2 initial vote unfortunate and hinted at a possible court battle if Fort Collins City Council members give the ban a final thumbs up. That decision is expected to come at a meeting scheduled for March 5th. For KUNC, I'm Grace Hood.